We have a car show this year that's brand new. We have never done that before. It's going to be on Saturday from 10 to 2. The parade actually starts at 2, so they can go right into the parade if they would like after the car show. And we also have some new vendors, some new food trucks, you know, things like that. But we're also giving better prizes this year to our queens. We have more queen contestants this year than we have been having. We have all kinds of activities and games that, you know, that we have every year, but
that are free, mostly
yeah,
all free.
Almost all of it's free. The only thing that you'd have to pay for is something to eat or drink, or if you wanted to buy a craft. But all the contests, the dancing, the music, concerts, all that's free. I really like the square dancing. My parents square danced for years. I'm really looking forward to the music this year, especially the late night music on Friday and Saturday night. I think it's going to be extra good. If you haven't been coming in the last few years, I think you'll be surprised. I think the parade is pretty outstanding. We have a lot of entries in the parade. So
very outstanding parade.
Yeah.
We have a lot of bands come. The Kilties come from Springfield. Everybody likes to hear the drum and bugle corps. I partake in that every year. The square dancing is a staple of Hootin' and Hollerin'. It goes every night from 9 until midnight. And then we kick off the festival with a pageant. Ozark County young ladies are invited to participate, and they choose a queen, a deputy queen, and 3 princesses, and they're sort of the reigning royalty over the festival. Bed races, outhouse races are huge. They are the most fun things to watch, and anybody can enter those, and you can enter them on the spot, and the beds and the outhouses are provided. So you pull together a team, you come up and you see Paula, she gets you entered right then and there, and you participate, and it is a lot of fun.
And it's free, and they have a chance to win money.